This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I'm kind of having a stressful morning. Not because of anything that happened with the kids or, you know, our office is open, 6 days a week. It has nothing to do with that. It's, I bent over to pick something up and I ripped my pants. Now, when you rip your pants, it happens. A lot of times it happens in the kind of the lower crotch area so you could cover it up. But what happens when it splits right down the buttock area? So I have a white coat. Even if I'm not working, I'm going to probably like walk around with the white coat just to cover until I don't have a sweater because it's hot. We're in the middle of July. So no, I can't wrap a sweater around my butt. So now I have all this anxiety over having this big hole in my pants. No, my butt's the same size. It's always been big. I don't know. I think what happens is after you wash the same pants over and over and over again, it just starts to thin. No, all I did was bend over. No cast. I've been doing really, really good. I just bent over. So I'm kind of a little uptight because I don't want to leave the studio chair. See, now I'm sitting on the studio chair. Nobody knows that I ripped my pants. I can kind of keep it quiet. But as soon as I get up, people can see that I ripped my pants. So, and you can't really put your hand on your butt. It's very hard to walk around with your hand on your butt. People see me do that all the time when I have diarrhea. But, you know, I don't have diarrhea, so I don't want people thinking I have diarrhea, which is why my hand's on my butt. Just one of those things where, damn, it's going to take me forever to get home. I'm not going to get home for a few hours because I got so much to do after the studio, but I don't want to walk around. How do you walk into a Walmart with your doctor's coat? Doesn't that make you feel like whenever you see a doctor in scrubs, it's okay. Because it looks like, all right, the doctor wore scrubs to and from the clinic or the hospital. He's very, very busy. He's very sexy. I think men in scrubs are very, very sexy. You know, they're there at Walmart. It makes you feel good that another doctor is shopping at Walmart. I'm not the only person who's trying to save money. I think that's pretty cool. And, you know, he walks off. I'm like, okay, very nice, very nice. All right, but okay, when you see a doctor walk in somewhere with a lab coat, you're like, really? That guy's a doink. And it's worse for a woman. I can't walk around. I live in Las Vegas. How am I supposed to walk around the city in a lab coat? I'm supposed to be on a More, Fox 5. Fox 5 has a show called More. It's awesome. Love it. And, I'm supposed to be on there talking about, spoil it for you. But anyway, so I have a segment and I'm like, should I wear my white coat to cover anything up in case on my way to the studio I split something? And so maybe I'll get away with that and I'll just say, you know what, this is my style, I wear a white coat. But that's really anxiety producing. All right, the 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. No, I do not have a needle in the thread. No. I could sew. It's very interesting. My mom, and you know, for those of you who know my mom, or I speak of my mom a lot, no devil's horns. No, she's a good lady. But she made sure I learned how to sew. She made sure when I was younger I learned how to cook, although I hate her cooking because she doesn't know what salt is. So she doesn't use salt. No, it's going to hurt your blood pressure. I go, this crappy food that tastes like crap is going to hurt my blood pressure. But anyway, she was right. She knew, you know, my mom knows stuff. And she taught me how to use a sewing machine. You know, she taught me it was important, you know, to keep a man. Okay, she was very independent. All right, you know, but she's like, look, you know, a man's not going to stay with you based on your personality. I need to tell you that right now.
Okay, so you need to learn how to be a mom and how to, you know, I'm like, really? Really? This has been the 70s. So I actually learned how to sew. In fact, I learned how to sew so well that I could have been a surgeon. When we was learning suturing techniques in medical school, I could do this stuff blindfolded. I'm like, well, this is easy, you know? And remember when you had to, in home ec, make a shirt? Okay, I didn't want to be in home ec. I wanted to be in shop with the guys. All my guy friends were in shop. Yet the women took home ec. That was so stupid. So I'm sitting there in home ec, and we're making a shirt. Now, what was so stupid about that is I was in the 7th grade. This was in Maricopa County in Phoenix, Arizona, Scottsdale, Arizona. So I was going to school there, and I remember it had these big horizontal lines. In the 80s, apparently, you would use horizontals. It makes no sense. Nothing was vertical in style, but horizontal. And here I am, 12 years old. Well, what do most 12-year-old girls do at that age? They start to grow boobies. And for those of you that ever look at my pictures when I was a kid, I went from being flat-chested pre-pubertal to a triple D, double cup, 36 double D. And so I'm making a shirt in home ec. And by the time I finish sewing my shirt, I could barely fit one boob into it. It was very, very frightening. I remember I still passed the class, but I thought that was the most demeaning, insulting, cruel thing to make a pubertal girl go through. And then the teacher goes, everybody stand up, all right, and show everybody the shirt that you make. Everybody wear your shirt and show everybody how good it looks. Meanwhile, I'm like, okay, thank God I made the openings of the arms big enough so I could at least have part of my boob escape out that hatch. It was miserable. I had a real tough childhood. I did. Anyway, okay, let's talk about today. Interesting. Very, very interesting. I got an email. Let me read this to you, okay? This is important, although this is going to be probably rated R. So if your kids are listening, you may want to cover their ears. R, or you may have a discussion after this. RM writes, my girlfriend of 3 months, Dr. Dahlia, just broke up with me, saying I was too much of a perv. I'd like a real definition of what a perv is. My previous girlfriend did not take issue with anal sex, but this last breakup is causing me to doubt myself. We've never talked about this. I think in the 5.5 years I've been on air, we have never talked about what does it mean, what's the definition of perverted, and when could you be going too far? Let's talk about that, and I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. When is it too much? Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so somebody got dumped by his girlfriend. He probably suggested anal sex or something she found perverted, called him a perv. He didn't seem to have an issue with his previous girlfriend, although this is somebody I really need to talk to live. I understand writing and emails, and I understand it gives you some sort of anonymity. Can't say the word anonymous. You're anonymous. I get that. But, I'd really kind of like to know what the other girlfriend, what caused that breakup. I'd like to know that. Because that could, I think, kind of help me answer this question. But we never really talk about that on the show. I mean, things are kind of new.
in the whole sexual realm, right? I mean, years ago, all we had to do was just kind of lie there for women. It was kind of nice. You could just lie there. You could go to sleep. You could dry off your nails. It was kind of, it's a little bit more convenient. I mean, now we women are kind of expected to do a lot more. So if we women are now expected to do a lot more in a female-male relationship, and the male is asking for something that he thinks is normal, and we women don't think that's normal because we were taught by our moms and grandmas and great-grandmas that all you have to do is lie there, there could be a difference of opinion on what is actually perverted and what's not. You know, so whenever I'm confused as a doctor on what the definition should be, I go to Webster. All right, so let's look at, although now it's Merriam-Webster. I don't understand. There was always Webster dictionaries. Now you see Merriam. Maybe he got married. I don't know. But anyway, Merriam-Webster. Here we go. Perversion, the act of perverting. Okay, that clarifies things. All right, so now what? No. Okay, there's another definition, okay? Perversion, sexual behavior that people think is not normal or natural. Perversion, something that improperly changes something good, like he perverted me, I was going to church, and then he kind of perverted me, so I don't go to church anymore, that kind of thing, all right? I mean, I hope I'm using it properly in a sentence. Another definition, the process of improperly changing something that is good. Well, that's what they just said, all right? It's a noun. Perversion is a noun. The condition of being perverted. All right. An aberrant sexual practice or interest, especially when habitual. Okay, so here's an example, according to Merriam-Webster. They fought against perversion of the healthcare system. Oh, that's a good way to say it. Yeah, Obamacare completely perverted our healthcare system. Okay, well, if you believe that, no reason to break up with that person. They're right. All right, but let's look at sexual perversion. Let's just look at that, because now Webster just completely now confused the hell out of me. Thank you, Webster. Boy, even dictionaries are now getting difficult. Remember dictionaries would have just a couple different definitions, and you could use those and be fine? Now, I don't know what they're trying to say. By the way, there's even an audio of it. I don't think I want that. All right, so going back to when you have a couple, and they are experimenting with certain things, sexually, okay? How I look at it as a physician is if both parties are not agreeing on the said act, that could be a problem, whether you use the word perverted or not. So, for example, if both parties want to have anal sex, if both parties want to whatever, I won't go into all the you know, other types of positions, etc. Okay, well, then there doesn't seem to be a problem. Both parties want that. Okay, you have to have agreeable. It's all law. Lawyers are probably all over this. I'm sure there's a lawyer already involved on how to delineate separate parties. Yeah, exactly, on each side. So, if, however, somebody wants a sexual practice and the other person doesn't, does that necessarily mean they're perverted? Okay? Now, as a whole, perversion is decided on society-wise. Like, for example, okay, in our society, we think you are completely perverted if you are turned on by your cat or your dog. Can we all agree on that? Okay? Are people turned on by objects, and could there be certain fetishes? Yes. All right? We may use the term perverted, which is negative. As a doctor, we would just call it a sexual fetish and then would try to investigate if they're acting on that fetish or not. Sometimes we'll even call animal control because they'll help us out. Okay? Exhibitionism may be considered a form of perversion where you like to expose parts of the body to another person. Now, if your husband decides to walk around the house naked, is that perverted? Or is it his house? If he doesn't want to wear clothes in his house, is he allowed to? However, if you go to the mall and you decide to flash somebody, that would be considered perversion. Okay? You know, it's are all the other parties happy with it? Now, what if you are a exotic dancer? I don't like to use the word stripper. What if you're an exotic dancer? Are you perverted for exotic dancing? No, because the other party wants it. So if both parties agree, that's kind of the, you know, all right. Okay, so we've talked about fetishes a lot on the show, necrophiliism, sex with dead bodies. Even though there was a state that overturned a law allowing it, apparently nobody ever changed the law, so it was not illegal in a state down in the South. I forget which one. I think I know which one, but I don't want to say without double checking. Pedophilia across the board. Perversion, sexual attraction to children, very socially unacceptable criminal perversion. Zoophilia, sex with animals. Coprophilia, sex with stool. All right, so, you know, those are very, very easy, tangible things that I think we can understand to be perversion, okay? But what about you watching porn? You like to watch porn. Does that make you perverted? I mean, now we're in a society where people do things like it's normal, and it used to be perverted, or considered perverted. So, another website I like to go to decide if to learn my medicine is I like going to the website AskMen.com. AskMen.com, they have a real, real great article on what not to do, what things could look perverted, okay? But whenever I have a patient thinking they have a problem, I ask them, I go, you know, do you, number one, feel bad about what you do? Two, are you offending others? If you're offending others, yeah, it could be perverted. Do you tend toward illegal things? Are you getting embarrassed talking about this? Are you ashamed of the things that you want, etc.? And so if you don't have a problem with it, if you're like, well, wait a second, I mean, I don't think I have a porn addiction. I like looking at porn every once in a while. Then it may not be considered perversion. It would be considered perversion, of course, if it's illegal or some of the other things I had mentioned before. Sex with dead bodies, that's an absolute no-no. All right, so what types of things should you not do? These are perverted behaviors we suggest you don't do around your girlfriend, okay? So first, or your partner, but according to AskMen.com, the title is Perverted Behaviors to Stop. Number one, you do not make sexual jokes about her friends. That is a big no-no. Whether you're perverted or not, that is a big no-no, okay? Don't talk about her friends. You don't bring up anything, okay? No, nothing, unless it's negative. Okay, guys are allowed to rip on how ugly her friends are. That's usually okay, because then she feels, yeah, usually that you can probably get by, but don't be saying anything sexual. All right, another thing is, if you visit strip clubs frequently, according to AskMen.com, that could be considered, especially if she doesn't like that, that you could be a little perverted. If you want to know detail by detail about her past sexual relationships, and not because you're trying to be, you know, all possessive and acting like, you know, I want to know what somebody else did to you, more like, can you really just kind of go into each detail? That could be a little odd, all right? AskMen.com says if you keep a porn file on your computer, that could possibly, like, you know, having thousands of pictures or whatever. I mean, you have an actual file of porn that you go to, like a collection. You know, like you may have your IRS tax receipts. That could be considered a perverted behavior. If you inappropriately touch your woman in public, all right, or your partner in public, that's not right. Don't be grabbing body parts while you're standing waiting for movie tickets. If you send pictures of your private body parts to her and she doesn't want them, she's like, I don't know, out to lunch with her mom, that could be considered a perverted behavior. If you're always, let's say, doing self-sessions, even in front of her, okay, and you guys are kind of having sex regularly, according to AskMen.com, that could be kind of considered perverted. Nobody's talking about sexual positions or anything like that. Asking her to dress up like comic characters, they say that could be odd, especially if you ask her to dress up like Snoopy. If you suggest sex at her parents' home, that is very weird, and never, ever, 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 ever secretly film while you guys are having sex. Very bad. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Darla writes, my father is not dealing with my mother's death very well. He's 65 and it's been 3 months. I don't think he's eating and he's slipping into a huge depression. Any ideas? He will not see his doctor. Yeah, I wish he didn't say that at the end because I was going to say, yeah, take him into the doctor and get him on some antidepressants. All right, so I guess I have to think about this one. Okay, so, you know, many of our, it happened to me, I mean, many of us have gone through where we lose a parent. And not only are we grieving, but we need to take on the role now of watching out for mom and dad. Okay? And see, now the whole family is coping. That's usually my role in the family, to see how everybody else is doing. And I just kind of push my feelings aside and just keep them all boxed up and hidden until finally one day I just decide to go ape crazy on everybody. And then I feel better. But, you know, let me first start. Okay, we'll first talk about what to do when you have an elder, like a parent who's grieving, because you got to be really, really careful with depression in that old, in that age group. And then let's just talk about how to get out of the, how to deal with a death in the family. We don't talk about that a lot. How to deal with it. And it's very, very difficult, but I think there's ways to cope if you don't seem to start healing after an appropriate grieving process. So first, going to seniors with depression. A huge sign of depression in your senior population, and I hate to say 65, because 65 to me is still middle age, but in any population, is them not wanting to eat. Now, I know for a lot of us, we may be like, wait, I don't get that, because me too, I eat when I'm depressed and stressed, so I don't know what it would take for me to lose, I don't know. But anyway, but a lot of people, they'll just stop eating. They really have no desire to eat. They just, nothing looks good. Nothing interests them. And so that's a huge sign. They may not take their medications. They may not go out for appropriate exercise. They may just sit on the couch and watch TV. I mean, they're alone. Their future has been, according to them, destroyed. You know, when we're married and we're with a loved one, we don't sit here and think about, okay, well, what am I going to do when they leave? Well, no, you know, you don't think about that. You think about, okay, we're going to do this next week. We're going to do this next month. We're going to do this next year. So not only do you grieve the loss of your loved one, but now your life is completely in shambles. Are you going to get to still stay in your house? Are you still going to get to stay in your apartment? Do you have to move and live with your kids now? Can you even live in the same city that your wife died? So, I mean, you start to kind of grieve a life that you have lost. And so it's very, very difficult. And so we always urge grief counseling, therapists, psychologists immediately. All right? It is extremely important. If you have to go as family therapy, do that. Don't just say, here's a phone number and go take yourself. I don't want to be around anybody because I'm grieving too. You need to kind of go together. Okay? You know, and it's just because you won't be on the mend if your family members won't be on the mend. Okay? Me, personally, how I had to grieve when my dad died is I just had to be busy with everybody else's stuff. You know, my mom didn't know what to do. She was living alone out there. What did she do? How did she support herself? I'm like, I got it. We got this. We'll do this. We'll move you out. We'll do this. I'll bury dad. We'll bury dad out here. We'll bring the body. We'll do this. I'll figure out how to pay for the funeral, blah, blah, blah. You know, call the siblings. And it was just, I just went into military mode where, all right, I'm going to now, you know, give orders. I'll do this. I'll, you know, and I just, you know, took on that. And then, you know, 6 months later, I realized what happened. And I was like, wah! Yeah, and then I, you know, sat for a few hours and cried about it. You know, I miss my daddy. And then, you know, every now and then I just, you know, talk about him, and then I cry on air or I cry with the patient, and I, you know, grieve in my own way. But I got to tell you what helped me, all right? And maybe this will help you guys. And let's talk about how to handle a death in the family, whether it's a kid, a cousin, a mom, a grandma, etc. Okay, what helped me is immediately I wanted to make some sort of, I didn't have any money. Mind you, we had just buried my grandmother and then I had to bury my father. We had no money in the bank. But I still wanted to start a scholarship for him. I thought what I could do is when you have something bad, make something good out of it. So I'm like, I'm going to start a little scholarship fund. We could either use it at UNLV or we could use it for our health group or whatever. And I was able to do it for the first year, but busying myself with, okay, I'm going to have a little scholarship fund. We're going to call it the Yehuda Zodirer Scholarship because that was my dad's name. And then I had my brother write the information on it because, you know, we kind of put it in I don't know what we did. When we had to describe the scholarship, I let him do that. So people kind of busied themselves with that. And it really helped. It helped a lot with the grieving process because, you know, you also feel guilty. Whenever somebody in the family dies, you feel guilty that you didn't do enough for them. All right? Well, if you believe that there's an afterlife, or you believe that their spirit lives on, or you believe that they're still with you, all right, you could still make that stuff up. Okay? You can still make up for anything you think you didn't do. You'll never feel, by the way, nobody will ever feel like they did enough. You're always going to feel guilty. So then fine, do something good. Okay? Memorialize them. All right? Do something for them. Now, another thing I had suggested to a patient recently is, I understand why we have to have funerals and wakes, etc. It's extremely important. It's something that I don't think should ever be changed. But the big problem I have is after the big dirgy funeral and stuff, in a lot of religions, that's it. You bury the dead, you move on, and no, the grief obviously still stays, all right? And you don't really have a lot of mechanisms for how to cope. In the Jewish religion, you're supposed to go to temple. You're supposed to sit Shiva. It's a process of an initial Shiva of 7 days and then one of 11 months. So, you know, there's still some guidance on what to do. But I suggested to somebody who had lost their mom, and I would suggest this to you guys also, is let's say grandma died. You got kids and grandkids and great-grandchildren and people in the family. They just, you know, how do you help them cope? So one thing I suggest is a few months into it, okay? Like, let's say at the three-month mark, okay? I want you guys to have a little party, okay? And it's going to be called Grandma Day. Now, the first party may kind of stink, okay? Things are still kind of raw. You have a fun picture of her. You guys sit there and just kind of talk. Or in this party, it's a slideshow of the funny moments, the fun stuff, etc. And you giggle, etc. Okay? Then you start to make Grandma Day a holiday. All right? Maybe Grandma's favorite color is pink. So that day, it's all about pink, pink cake, pink cupcakes, pink whatever. And you start making maybe a little holiday in your family on it. Okay? I mean, look at Independence Day. Independence Day, people died. I mean, horrible deaths fighting for America's independence. But how are we celebrating Independence Day now? Fireworks. Everybody gets excited about Independence Day. We love it. You see, what we did is we took a tragedy and we made it positive. So if you do have somebody that died in the family that's special to the whole family, and hopefully that person is, all right, you make a day. You make a holiday. Maybe the whole world doesn't have to celebrate it, but you guys do. Maybe it's a day that you guys exchange gifts. Maybe it's a day that you guys, but you see what I mean? Now, nothing is going to take the place of the dead relative. I get that. But how do you get people to cope? How do you do something constructive? And I'm going to tell you right now, with any of the people who died in my family, the one thing they would want is the family getting together. In our family, everybody dissipates. We just flee from each other because seeing each other brings up pain, memories of childhood, etc., whatever. So I know I'm not doing a good service, or I'm doing a disservice, you know, by not honoring their wishes. And if the family member's wish would have been, I want you guys to bring together, and I want you guys happy and loving each other, whatever, that you start making a holiday. All right? And it's not a holiday celebrating their death, it's a holiday celebrating their life. Grandma Day or Bob Day. Well, Bob was a mechanic, all right? Then there's your decor. You decorate mechanic type stuff for gifts, a Home Depot or an AutoZone swap, things like that, all right? And you guys are more creative than I am, but that's what I start to suggest to families, and I think it I think it could be a real cool idea. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again, because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen, a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. One of the subjects we reviewed this week on the show was how to talk down somebody who was suicidal. I practice in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we had a person, wasn't a patient of ours, somebody walk into the clinic and tell the front desk that they want to kill themselves and they want to spray bullets. And just kind of talking erratically. And, of course, immediately we evacuated the waiting room, got patients out of there. We got the staff out of there. And then hubby and I tried to talk him down. Of course, we had called the police while waiting for the police to come. You may think 10 minutes is a piece of cake time, but it's a very, very long time when you're trying to talk down somebody who's suicidal. Now, what was very, very, what was a huge blessing, and thank God, God was with us, was he took off his shirt while he was rambling around. And so I could see pretty much he was unarmed. All right. You know, I was looking very, very closely to see if I could see a gun under his belt line, et cetera, whatever. But he took off his shirt, which made the situation a hell of a lot easier. So rather than us dealing with somebody homicidal wanting to spray bullets, okay, although, again, we don't know where his weapon could have been, all right, we had to just, at the immediate time, deal with somebody who could be suicidal. All right. And for that, I have a little bit more training, okay? I don't really have as much training in disarming somebody as I did. I mean, my father taught me a lot. I've learned as much as I could, but I'm a lot more comfortable talking down somebody who's suicidal. So we had discussed on the show what your technique should be, how you should approach that. And, I mean, first of all, you do nothing, call 911, okay, while the ambulance is coming, because they're going to send an ambulance also, as well as the police. Sometimes the 911 operator can, you know, also talk you through on what to do. I mean, I don't know if the 911 operator will want to talk to the suicidal patient for you, but again, don't get off 911 if you don't know how the situation is going to go. All right, but I just use the technique of, number one, start telling me what's going on. Okay, you know, you look upset. What's going on, dude? Tell me. I'd like to hear it. I'd like to know why you're upset. Keep him talking. Okay, whether they're a jumper on a ledge or whether you're in their waiting room. I didn't say get out and leave. I didn't want him to go. I live on Rainbow, my office is on Rainbow Boulevard, very busy street. Last thing I wanted is to this guy just run out into the street and let himself get killed or cause pile up, whatever. So, you know, I'm like, okay, tell me what's going on. So he's talking. And then you can see he got a little bit tired of, he's just, you know, my dad died, I'm military, he was ex-military, you know, so he was talking a little bit about that, but he was rambling on, nothing very, very coherent. His alcohol was now away from him. I wasn't, like, right in front of him. I was kind of behind a desk area, which was good because then I could always duck behind a wall if shots were fired. But let him kind of talk. And then I'm like, well, you know, your dad died, right? Because he was all upset that his dad died or whatever. I go, you got any brothers or sisters? Yeah. I go, should we call your brother? Talk to your brother about what's going on? Yeah, call my brother. So then I'm like, all right, what's his number? Well, he was able to give me the number very coherently. So we try to get the brother on the phone. Again, I was going to have the brother talk to him. All right, although you got to be careful because if a family member says, yeah, go jump or go do it, that could be an issue. But at least it bought us some more time. Brother wouldn't answer the phone, so we talked a little bit more about that. Then you could see he was fatigued with the whole family issue. I don't want to talk to my family. I told him, I get that. I don't like talking to my family. We got something in common. And then, okay, he's got some interesting ink, interesting tattoos. Tell me about the tattoos. Started to talk about the tattoos, whatever. Look, I just want to die. I go, I know that. But I want to know first what's on you. You got this pretty lady there. Who's she? You know? And so finally, by the time that all happened, my husband was kind of doing similar stuff because I had to take a break because I had to go check on the patients that I had to hide in the patient rooms because there was, you know, to see if I needed to kind of get them out and bring them out the other exit. And by the time then, cops came, etc. But boy, that was a long, long time. Cops came quickly. Paramedics came quickly. But whenever you're going through a CPR episode or something like that, I mean, it's a lot longer than you think. And very, very blessed. Nobody got hurt. He was unarmed. I mean, from what I could tell. And he got the help he needed. He didn't kill himself. He didn't kill others. But the interesting thing is,
I didn't realize how dangerous that situation could have been, because I've dealt with, when I did ER, I mean, I've dealt with people saying they're going to kill themselves all the time, or they want to kill somebody, whatever. Simple. You call the police, you talk to them, you distract until the police comes. You know, and it's, I've had people, you know, try to jump me, attack me, assault me, things like that. And I was kind of a little bit more used to this situation. And like I said, once he took off his shirt, okay, I knew I was dealing with somebody who didn't have, thank God, at least a semi-automatic weapon or whatever. I could kind of look along a belt line. I know where people conceal. Didn't see anything, so I felt more comfortable, okay? Although I probably would have tried to, myself, which is stupid, don't ever do that, but probably I would have tried to come over close to him if I wanted to disarm him, okay? While he's sitting there kind of wandering, and then he's sitting down holding his head, come up to him, put his hand on his shoulder, you know, put my hand on his knee, look, it's going to get better, dude, going to get better, and then take away his gun. But luckily, I didn't have to do that. But, and again, I'm not telling you guys to do that. You call the police. You know, if you're not trained, you don't go anywhere near them. You protect yourself, you protect others, you call the police, etc. But what surprised me, and it shouldn't have been a surprise, is how very random things happen, and how you may not think it's a dangerous situation when you're in that situation. You know, when somebody gets abducted or when somebody gets raped, etc., you know, people are like, you couldn't tell he was a rapist? I mean, you couldn't, why would you go up to him? He said, hey, come over here. Why would you go up to him? Well, because when it happens, okay, it's something subtle, like, what was that Clarice movie where the woman got abducted and, I don't know, I forget, and then stuck in a basement. I forget, it was years ago. But it's something simple like, oh, crap. Can you help me? It's something like somebody's kind of distracting you, not like looking at you like they're gonna, you know, assault you. It's something mild like, oh, you know, my bag's falling. Can you grab my bag for me really quick? Something like that. So you come. They know what your instincts are. They know how to get you to come near them. And, you know, same thing with a kid. You know, oh, you know, can you help me with my kitty cat? It may be, not even be that abrupt. It may be something like, you know, oh, I'm hurt. Can you look at this for me? I can't look at this. Something like that. And you just fall victim to that. Same thing with a drowning. You know, a kid could be drowning next to you and you not even realize it. I told you I was in a pool with my nephews, and my little nephew was sitting there. He was probably only in maybe 2 inches of water. He was just kind of sitting there splashing around. I was yelling at my other nephews, you know, because I just yell at them, you know, because it's fun. And all of a sudden I noticed the little one kind of splashing around, you know, in the water. You know, his head was above the water, but the mouth wasn't. So I picked him up and I looked at him. He giggled. He was just probably maybe 2 years old, maybe 18 months to 2 years old. But technically, that could have been a drowning. And then I stop and think about it later, and I go, he could have probably drowned right there. You know, and it doesn't have, you don't hear the background music like in movies. You know, when something bad's about to happen, you'll start to hear the music, so you know there's something bad. You don't get that cue. You don't get background music. You don't get to have foreshadowing when these things happen. So kids are drowning, kids are left in a car, kids are getting abducted, women or men are getting abducted or raped or assaulted, a suicidal or a homicidal person walks right in. It's the subtlety that doesn't get us on guard. And then all of a sudden you realize you're in a situation that could be pretty precarious. And so my suggestion to you all is just always be prepared. All right, that be prepared for the worst. Be prepared that if there's a bunch of people over the summer, you know, swimming at your house, that there could be a drowning going on that nobody's noticing, that's very quiet. I mean, be prepared. All right, guys, great show today. Can't wait to talk to you on Monday. Be safe. God bless.
Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.